big. They can move. They got good guys on the edge. They got good guys inside, and they got solid linebackers too. It's not a coincidence they're one of the best rush defenses in the league. They also present a lot of problems pass rushing too.
Clay, I know he's hamstring, might go or not. He's still playing at a high level?
Yes. Yeah, they move him all over the place. You don't know where he's going to be. They got real good games, and he's good off the edge. So he's always an issue. I haven't played him in a few years, but it looks the same as last time I played him.
What's your book on Coach Capers? He's one of the old guys, been around a while, doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does a good job. Played against him a number of times. All his guys always play hard. He's got a good scheme. You never know what to expect. So that's a bunch of blitzes sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't do any. So it's, you never know what you're going to get going into a game, but you got to be ready for everything because, you know, they got it in their playbook.
How do you feel, you know, I know Devontae's been a little bit limited, you know, how do you feel about him going into this game, and especially with Tevin unlikely to play, you know, the running back situation as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, you always, you know, especially how good those two guys have been playing, I mean, I would definitely – love it if they were both going into the game 100% and everything. That would be great. But I definitely have a lot of confidence in our backups too. You know, Ward did a real good job for us last year. I've always been a huge fan of Ward. And if he needs to step up, I know he will. You know, we signed a couple new guys this week, having Ridley in and stuff. I'm working him out. Guy I've been a fan of my whole career, and him coming out of LSU. So hopefully we get him ready to go in case we need him.
How would you describe Muhammad Sanu's production so far?
Mo's been solid. When we call his number, you know, he's gotten the job done. There was a couple times in last game where he had an opportunity and we didn't get to him. But Mo's done what we've asked for him, and I've been happy with Mo.
Can you talk about the red zone and what you see happening down there? What percentage you'd like to see? I mean, I know I think it's about 50% right now. And specifically maybe what they're doing with Julio. I mean, I know guys are giving him added attention down there.
It's different every play. It's different each series, and it's different every week. But I can't remember last week if we got down there two times or three times. All right, yeah. So last week, trying to think what happened. It's been a while. Sorry, I'm thinking of other games. Last week when we got down there, you know, I think we missed on a first down play, had a pass. Second down, we had a run. Lost 2 yards, and we had third and goal from the 10. Not a good spot to be in. Got to do better on first and second down there. I believe the next time down, we ended up calling a screen that they played well, so it wasn't a good call. They played the screen. We lost about 3 yards on the play, got us in a third and goal from the 12. That's a tough place to succeed. So I think we need to run the ball better down there. That's usually when we have more success. And when we do have our opportunities in the pass game, you got to have positive yards. You can't have penalties. And if you call a screen, you hope I can call it at a better time than I did. But if not, I'm just hoping we don't lose yards on it. So that was the answer to your question from last week. But it's different every week. There's no, hey, they do this, they do that. It's different each play. It's like everywhere across the field. But when it gets down there, it's harder. It's tighter. You got to be on point. You got to execute. And we got to do a better job at that. It starts with me.
How did Tammy, on his touchdown, look like that was a good route and nice throw in the red zone for you there?
Yeah, that was a great play. They made that, got the touchdown. We had that on the first series, too, kind of the same look. They played a little bit tighter, and they made the play. We made the play the second time. So it was a great job by those guys, and it was a great job Matt letting it rip, and it was a hell of a catch by Tammy because the safety made a pretty good break on the ball, and that's how close it is. But they did a real good job there.
Y'all been so diversified. Muhammad, it's been how valuable has he been in the red zone or on third downs for you?
I'm not sure because I don't really know what their numbers are in those situations. But I know when coverage is dictated, when we've gone to him, he's done the job. I've been happy with kind of all of our guys, whether it's our tight ends, every one of our receivers. I really don't know the numbers for any of them. But when the coverage takes it there, when their number's called, I've been real confident in all our guys, whatever route they're doing or whatever the coverage is, I think. All of them can get it done.
And the yards after the catch, are they doing that part of it for you after you get the ball? Are you taking it up the field? The average suggests that's spiked for you.
I would have guessed so. Again, I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are, so you could get me on that one. But I would guess that we're doing a pretty good job at it. It has to do with guys getting open. Usually, when you're open, it's easier to run after the catch. It has to do with a good ball, so you don't have to go down to catch it. Has to do with protections and stuff, which helps a quarterback throw a good ball, gives receivers time to get open. And I think we've had a number of big plays this year. And they're not all just down the field. It's because I think we're throwing good balls. We're getting open. And when you do that, you can make plays after the catch. And we got a number of guys who can do it. And it's definitely not just our receivers. I think our tight ends have done a real good job of it. Not always the most flashy plays running with it, but they get up the field and move the chains. And I think you guys have seen our running backs do it a number of times too.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah. How quickly can you all get really ready if he has to? Like an emergency situation.
Yeah, it depends what you're doing. A good thing is he's been around the league and he's had some success, and so he's done things before. So you know the game's not too big for him. When it comes to a running back, you want to teach him the tracks and whether it's outside, whether it's inside, and he knows how to take a handoff and he knows how to run hard. So you feel pretty good with him from that standpoint. But protections, verbiage, things like that, formations take time. The good thing for a halfback is, pretty much no matter what the formation is, they're right behind the quarterback. So those things you can pick up quicker with the back, but you got to be selected in what you're doing with them, because you got to understand that not just him, but no one can pick it all up in this short amount of time.
Yeah, pass pro for them, is it first to show, or he's got specific stuff? Or
it's a lot of specific stuff. Yeah, it depends what side you're on, depends what the protection is, the front is, who's a big in the game, who's a small. They run 3-4, they run nickel, they run dime, they do spinner packages. It's some coach has been doing it for 10 years, and we still get confused. So it takes some time, especially in 3 days.